There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free and join us here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The media has been all abuzz about Caitlyn Jenner. And while I, of course, fully support one's ability to do with one's body what one would like to do, there apparently were a lot of other news stories in the news that were not getting much coverage because the mainstream media was obsessing over this Caitlyn Jenner story. And Mark, you have brought in a list of stories tonight from, was it Alter?
Antimedia.org.
Antimedia, thank you. A list of 10 news stories that did not get the press that Antimedia felt that they should because of the Caitlyn Jenner story being on every news talking head's mouth, basically.
Right.
Let's jump into that story.
Yeah, let's just go right into it. Number one, Rand Paul received widespread coverage for delaying the Patriot Act at the end of May as a result of his filibuster and congressional inaction. The Patriot Act in Section 215, one of the NSA's justifications for bulk data collection, turns out that it was illegal anyway, expired on Monday. Though this was lauded as a victory this week, the Senate pushed through the USA Freedom Act, selling it as a bill to respect the privacy of Americans. In actuality, it renews the arguably strengthens the government's surveillance apparatus. So, hey, while you were caring about whether or not a washed-up athlete got a boob job, your freedoms went away a little more.
Yeah, and I don't know if I necessarily believe that this is some sort of conspiracy theory. I know there are some people out there who will sort of put out the narrative of the media is only owned by three corporations and it's all controlled and they're, you know, trying to brainwash you or whatever. And maybe they are trying to brainwash you. But I think that to some extent, it's really a question of chicken or the egg, right?
Like, are you already brainwashed? Yeah. And they're just giving you what you want.
Yeah, I mean, is the media, the people that are in the media, the editors, the journalists, the reporters, the people who make the decisions about what to put on the air, aren't they just giving people what they're interested in? Isn't this something that, you know, the sort of vapid mainstream American person is interested in? I mean, Caitlyn Jenner's sex change seems to be more on more people's mouths. Is that because of the media coverage, or is it because that's what people are talking about, and so therefore the media covers it? I don't have an answer.
Nor do I. I don't think that, I am not prone to conspiracy theories, so no, I don't think that it's being put out there for that reason, but I do see that oftentimes people get caught up in the stories that are sort of easily accessible. And, there's the ones that are a little more difficult to understand just don't make it anywhere.
Yeah, well, I also think that it could be because a sex change, even though most people have not ever gone through or considered going through it, is still something that people can relate to because everybody's got genitals, right? Like, you know, this is something that people can, even if they don't understand his motivations or understand why somebody, you know, doesn't feel that they're a man or a woman or whatever, it's at least something that people can understand the basics of, right? Like, oh, he's changing into a woman. And so it's something that people can, I guess, to some extent relate to. So things that are popular are things that people can relate to, right? Like fart jokes. Everybody can relate to a fart joke, right?
Yeah.
But an obscure joke about some politician, most people can't relate to that.
Right. A lot of people are, you know, getting caught up in whether or not, she's a hero or these kind of things. And how quickly somebody can change their pronouns and all that stuff. To me, it's never been important. I think it's confusing, right? Like when the Chelsea Manning, Bradley Manning private Mannings changed from Bradley Manning to Chelsea Manning. It became more difficult in telling the story just because you have to kind of let people know who didn't know that Private Manning's name has changed from Bradley to Chelsea.
Yeah, it does complicate things a little bit.
Right, there's a certain level of complication
but
that goes on.
I did like, I think it was Davy Barker who posted to his Facebook some sort of comment, and it was pretty brilliant, something about, like, yeah, I'll start to consider Caitlin a hero as soon as Bradley Manning is, or Chelsea Manning is released from prison, you know, because Chelsea is a much more heroic transgendered person than Caitlin, because Chelsea went to prison for what she did, which is, of course, release information about the U.S. military.
Doesn't have much to do with being transgendered, but okay.
No, I understand that, but my point being that, like, if
the action,
the idea is, if the idea is that Caitlin is such a hero for doing this, well, what about Chelsea, who did the same thing, right, but is also in prison for doing something even more heroic, which was revealing information about the military? So if we're going to compare heroism here,
yeah,
one is a lot weightier than the other. Rob is with us in Lynchburg. You can dial in and join us at 855-450-FREE. Rob, you're on Free Talk Live, listening to WLNI.
Hey, can I get some clarification? I don't remember exactly. What did that private transgendered person release?
Oh, a treasure trove of documents and information about U.S. military actions in the Middle East, including, didn't he also include the, like, the video of the helicopter shooting innocent people?
Yeah, collateral murder.
Yeah.
Did you say, was she released, or did
No, he's asking about the documents that were released. What kind of documents?
I just want to make sure
I thought it wasn't exactly Edward Snowden things. I thought it was operational military plans, people who were in the field, undercover people. I thought it was, like, treasonous military secret.
Yeah, there's a variety of stuff that was in there, and you can believe that every... Oh, at this point, nobody has been recorded as having been killed as a release, as a result of release of that information.
Okay. All right, so, well, that wasn't exactly what I was... What I was talking about is, you know, there definitely is a conspiracy. I mean, I don't think there's a conspiracy with the bread and circuses. Yes, most people want to watch entertainment tonight and learn about Bruce Jenner and self-mutilation and whatever. But there's definitely a conspiracy when it comes to the NSA. I mean, they're bulk collecting data. Why do you think no politician ever opposes them?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, as Mark pointed out, they probably have data on all those politicians. So it would be dangerous to a politician to oppose.
Hillary Clinton, the first thing Hillary Clinton did when they got in the White House was raid everybody's personal FBI files. Their personal files. You know, oh, yes, I'm gay. Yes, I smoked marijuana when I was 20. I did this, I did that. I mean, people come clean to the FBI because it's confidential, and they're like, okay, I can't really be, I've admitted this, I can't be blackmailed. The first thing she did was steal illegally the data on everybody's personal data. So she, you know, why is a woman with no accomplishments and a long criminal history poised to become president and no one ever touches her?
I don't think she's going to become president.
Well, that's what you have to do to become president. You have to be a criminal. In order to get to that point.
Well, I mean, you know, you can say a criminal because you promised this or that. I mean, but she's...
No, I'm saying a criminal because she's a politician. I mean, that's like evidence that she's a criminal.
Well, I think that Hillary Clinton takes it to a, you know, takes that ball and runs across the end zone with it. But
that's only because she's been focused on more than the average politician. You just don't know about all the other dirty deals.
I disagree. Her very first job, she was fired, and her supervising attorney said she should be disbarred. And she's like, this horrible, said, you know, you're immoral, you should be disbarred, you're fired, you should never work in politics again. And she says, well, every job she's had, she's hidden the records against the court, or she's stolen records, or she's dug up dirt on people illegally. She's been in the extortion of personal information business since the 70s.
Rob, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Yeah, I mean, look, I'm just saying that other politicians are probably as dirty as she is. They just haven't attained the level of notoriety that she has, so there hasn't been as many people digging into those politicians and their corruption as there have been with Hillary Clinton.
Okay, so certainly her corruption's been dug into. I don't know. I can't say that every other politician is as dirty as Hillary Clinton, because I don't know.
I don't know if they're all as dirty as she is, but I suspect there are plenty of them who are.
I'm okay, fine, but I would say that in this circumstance, what we're dealing with is that I think it's pretty easy to make the assertion that it takes a special kind of person, and the personality
sociopath.
Type, right, the personality type might be best described as a sociopath to attain the highest office in the land.
To
get these national level offices. Generally, that the, you know, that the normal folks are culled out, and that the not so normal folks are the only ones that can kind of handle it. So that's fine, but I don't know about Well, they're all as corrupt as Hillary. I don't know.
AFIT, that's right. You can't know because they're not all as looked into as closely as she has been. She's been at the top of politics for two decades now. 855 453. More coming up here in moments. 855 450 3733. You can join us here on Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now. 1-800-940-5957. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-940-5957. That's 1-800-940-5957. 1-800-940-5957.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Now more Free Talk Live. We're here live on this Saturday edition of the program, as we always are, and the we tonight includes me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
And Mark, tell me about Fort Galt.
Well, Fort Galt is really an interesting project. What they're doing is they're building this this edifice down in Chile. And it's kind of like a condominium complex in that people buy rooms there, but they're really small living quarters. So just like a bed and a place for a desk, that kind of thing. And they have all kinds of common areas, you know, bathrooms and kitchens and coffee shops, restaurants, these kind of things. And the idea is to bring together small business owners, freelancers, young professionals and their families, people who, you know, are coming up with fresh ideas, and kind of get them in a collaborative environment so that they can come up with new, better ideas and want people to work with, and that they're right there on site. And obviously it's for people who, you know, want to get out of the United States. It's kind of a, you could potentially have a little bug out living quarters outside of the country. And they're really minimal as far as costs go. The lowest cost unit is like $10,000. It's a pretty small unit, but that's the idea down there. Go check them out. They have a really great website. It's got awesome video and, you know, these mock-ups that show you what it is. It doesn't cost you a whole bunch of money right out of pocket. They take very, you know, the very small amounts as time goes by. It's trying to make it as safe as they possibly can as far as investment goes. And speaking of investment, you can buy it and then rent out the room for when you're not there. It's a very interesting project. Go check it out. FortGalt.com, FortGalt, FortGalt.com.
All right, what do you want to talk about? Going after the politicians, as we did in the first hour with ambush interviews. If you missed the video, you can go and grab it right now. You can go check it out at FreeKeene.com. It is up there at the top story on the website of the activists here in Keene versus Bernie Sanders, which was a lot of fun. And, Mark, you were giving us a list of 10 news stories that weren't really covered to the extent that they should have been, given the existence of the Caitlyn Jenner story, the sports star from the 70s or whatever.
Yeah, I think it was late 70s, maybe early 80s. I had a pair of Bruce Jenner shoes.
Wow.
Back in the and
it was totally before my time, though, because I don't remember him at all.
Right.
I didn't know the name Bruce Jenner until I heard about all these Kardashian people, and I guess
very
he married one of them. Or
blessed athlete. You probably worked very hard, too. I'm just saying that you have to be very lucky to get the genetics to be able to perform at the level that he did.
Right. And so anyway, you know, he changed his gender, and that's been a big news story. And so as a result of that being all over the news, other news continues to happen and doesn't get the coverage that maybe it should have. And it was the anti-media's list. We went through number one or ten. Where do we start?
Just started number one.
Number one, okay.
Yeah, so it was the NSA spying thing, basically.
The USA Freedom Act, which we actually dug into this week thanks to TruthVoice.com, kind of giving a rundown of why all these supposed changes with the NSA are going to be completely meaningless. Like, even though they now supposedly have to get a warrant or whatever, and the phone companies are the ones storing the data instead of the NSA, again, if you believe that the NSA is actually even going to do any of the things that Congress is supposedly telling them to do, the fact that all of that has changed, allegedly, is going to mean nothing, because the NSA already has agreements with all these phone companies, or with many of them, to just hand over bulk data to them whenever they want it. And it's just an agreement, so it's not like they have to go and get a warrant if AT&T or whoever is saying, sure, come on, tap into our closet here. We'll hook you up to all the backbones or whatever.
They've already done that. They did that years ago. Yeah, they have it years ago. Number two, on Tuesday, news broke that the FBI has been conducting warrantless surveillance across the United States using a fleet of planes disguised as private aircraft.
That's one we actually haven't talked about in any detail, and I have that in my show prep here for tonight. Let me jump into more detail on it, because that's a pretty big story. It's coming from the AP.
Well, let me finish up the piece here, and then you can do that. It was responsible for mysterious planes flying over Baltimore protests in May and surveilled as many as 40,000 people in one flight over Anaheim, California.
Yeah.
In similar news, it was revealed this week that a local police department conducted over 300 warrantless searches using highly secretive and controversial Stingray technology. So, hey, you're getting spied on, and you know, you're busy worrying about a millionaire who got some plastic surgery, or is going to.
Scores of low-flying planes circling American cities are part of a civilian air force operated by the FBI and obscured behind fictitious companies, says the Associated Press. The AP traced at least 50 aircraft back to the FBI and identified more than 100 flights in 11 states over a 30-day period since late April, orbiting both major cities and rural areas. At least 115 planes, including 90 Cessna aircraft, were mentioned in a federal budget document from 2009. For decades, the planes have provided support to FBI surveillance operations on the ground, but now the aircraft are equipped with high-tech cameras and, in rare circumstances, technology capable of tracking thousands of cell phones, raising questions about how these surveillance flights affect Americans' privacy. Quote, it's important that federal law enforcement personnel have the tools they need to find and catch criminals, says a chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee. But whenever an operation may also monitor the activities of Americans who are not the intended target, we must make darn sure that safeguards are in place to protect the civil liberties of innocent Americans. And that's a nice thing for a politician to say. However, how can you ensure any of that? Unless you're actually flying in the airplane with the agent who is looking at the data.
Well, so far what we've seen is when policing agencies get the power, you know, so this broad power, is that it is used beyond the scope of law.
Yeah.
Over and over again, that's the case. When organizations abuse their power like that, generally they would be punished in some way. However, that doesn't generally happen when it comes to a law enforcement agency because... here's the hero word again. Because Americans tend to think of them as heroes, they tend to be absolved of their of the wrongdoing, and the individuals don't get prosecuted. If you and I flew around with technology tracking everybody's license plates and all that kind of stuff, we'd probably get in some kind of trouble.
Now, the FBI wouldn't lie to you, would they, Mark? I mean, it says here the FBI claims the planes are not equipped or used for bulk collection activities or mass surveillance. The surveillance equipment is used for ongoing investigations, the FBI says, and generally without a judge's approval. Without a judge's approval. It's an ongoing investigation.
My opinion
is, who's on the ground with a phone?
Yeah, my opinion is that people lie. Like, that is a very human activity.
Yeah.
Dishonesty is in our blood. You start lying at about 2 years old and maybe even a little younger than that. So the science says, yes, FBI agents tell lies. They tell lies to their wives. They tell lies to their families. They tell lies to their friends. They tell lies to other people.
There was an
yes,
FBI...
they lie. Hold on. So, will an agency that does not wish to be investigated attempt to deflect that investigation? Of course it will. We've seen it time and time again.
We had an FBI agent lying on the stand. He perjured himself in a trial here in Keene, New Hampshire. He perjured himself to go after a pot dealer who was selling cannabis to adults. I mean, if they're willing to perjure themselves individually in, you know, minutia kind of level trials like that, you better damn well believe they're willing to lie straight to your face about some kind of mass surveillance program. 855-453 is our toll-free number here. And by the way, the agent who was perjuring himself never got in any trouble for doing that. 855-453. If you and I perjure ourselves in court, we'll go to prison. It's a felony. More on the way. You can share your thoughts here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found OnDeck Business Loans.
OnDeck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
OnDeck changed everything.
This company, OnDeck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? OnDeck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
OnDeck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Are you suffering from EEP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EEP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're back with more Free Talk Live, and you can join us here toll-free to share your thoughts on whatever you'd want to discuss. It doesn't have to be related to the news items that we think are interesting, and we're actually going through 10 of them, and I don't know how many of the 10 we'll get through. We've gone through 2 so far. 10 of these items that were overlooked by much of the media because of the Caitlyn Jenner story, or allegedly because of the Caitlyn Jenner story, you know, basically occupying all the headlines and all the major news, kind of the front of the news, if you will. So we'll get back into that here in moments. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE if you want to join us. We've also got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Are you ready to get some Bitcoin? Well, here's how you do it. You go to expresscoin.com. Now, make sure you set up your Bitcoin wallet first, and there are a lot of different options out there for Bitcoin wallets. Blockchain.info has got a very good one for the web. I don't really much care for their phone wallet, however.
I've been using it. It's fine by me.
It hasn't been screwing up on you?
No.
Okay, well, maybe they fixed some of the bugs, but it was buggy for a while. But I like their web wallet, and it works really, really well, so I use that one. And then there's a zillion other ones. So you get your wallet set up. And when you're ready with that, you then go to expresscoin.com, and you can send them a money order or check. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive, and they're a licensed money services business. They can do business with you if you're in the U.S. or in Canada. You send them a money order or check, and they send you Bitcoin. It is that simple.
That simple.
You go to expresscoin.com, use coupon code FTL, and you'll get up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency, because they also do Litecoin and Dogecoin. You'll get up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency for no transfer fee at all if you use code FTL at ExpressCoin.com. That's ExpressCoin.com, code FTL, like Free Talk Live. We're talking about these Cessnas, these little planes that the FBI has been flying around for a while now. According to the AP, there were at least 100 flights in just a 30-day period since late April. In both major cities and rural areas, the FBI is claiming that the equipment is not being used for bulk collection data or mass surveillance. The surveillance equipment, they claim, is used for ongoing investigations without a judge's approval. That will make you feel good, right? Like, there's no judge approval for this.
It's a lot of flights for these ongoing investigations.
Yeah, the FBI confirmed for the first time the wide-scale use of the aircraft, which the AP traced to at least 13 fake companies, such as FVX Research, KQM Aviation, NBR Aviation, PXW right. Services.
So when they're talking, when they're telling us lies about who, what organization owns the plane and who's flying the flights, and then we're supposed to believe them
right.
when they tell us why they're doing it.
The FBI's aviation program's not secret, says their spokesman. Specific aircraft and their capabilities are protected for operational security purposes. Unquote.
Because criminals are looking at the using binoculars to look at the numbers on the underside of planes and checking out who's
yeah.
up there, huh?
He claims the front companies are used to protect the safety of the pilots. The setup also shields the identity of the aircraft so that suspects on the ground don't know they're being followed. The DEA has its own planes as well, also registered to fake companies, according to a 2011 Justice Department Inspector General report. At the time, the DEA had 92 aircraft in its fleet, and since 2007, the U.S. Marshals Service has operated an aerial surveillance program with its own fleet equipped with technology that can capture data from thousands of cell phones. Meaning that where if you're within one of these planes' visible range, they can plot your location on a map, basically, because of the you know, what you essentially have a radio transponder in your pocket. That cell phone is constantly broadcasting
yep.
a signal saying, here I am, to the towers or anyone else who has the right equipment to pick up those signals. How does that make you feel? Do you feel safe when you know that the government is spying on your every move with aircraft hovering above cities? And this will be a drone before you know it. Eventually, they won't need to have an actual person in an aircraft. They'll just have drones up there.
Expensive aircraft and expensive pilots. They'll have much less costly automated aircraft with no pilot at all. And they're, through these cell phones, basically going to be able to know where almost everybody in America is, what their patterns are, what they're doing. And that's not a lot like public servants and a lot like your master.
We can tell you more about the story here, but let's go first to your thoughts and calls. Chris is listening in Evansville, Indiana. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, I just got a question for you. I listen to you guys once in a while.
Sure.
And, the other day, I heard you talking about being patriotic and being a patriot and, you know, things like that. What are you patriotic?
By definition, I'm a secessionist, so I want to dissemble the nation, and I have no love for the idea of 50 states coming together and creating a megalithic government to oppress everybody. Who could possibly be excited about that?
Oh, okay, but what I'm saying, okay, you're not happy to live in this country, is it?
Oh, I love living in Keene, New Hampshire. I think it's a beautiful place with wonderful people.
Yeah, but Keene, New Hampshire wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the rest of us, you know?
I don't know what that right. means.
Well, I mean, like, how could Keene, New Hampshire exist if the rest of the country wasn't here?
It would be if here. We'd should. Be fine. Everything would be okay. In fact, New Hampshire was first in, so it's the rest of you guys who came later, from what I understand.
Well, okay.
By the way, I'm from Florida originally.
Okay, so hold on. You're conflating an organization called the United States government with the country, right?
Well, it's kind of all wrapped up together. I mean, how
it
that's
is
the
it
problem.
Isn't. It is and it isn't, right? Like, Washington, D.C. is a city-state which claims to rule over the rest of the nation. They do it poorly. Everybody's unhappy with the service they get out of there. But then we all have to kind of say, but yippee, right?
Well, yeah, but your answer to it is kind of like, okay, we'll move to one little place and we'll all live there and we'll be happy and everything will just be perfect. And it doesn't work that way.
I don't want everyone to move.
Hold on, why doesn't it work that way? Why can't I move to a place with other people that believe like I do?
You can do that, but the rest of the country is still here. And
not my problem. And what's that mean?
It's your problem now. You're having a problem right now.
No, it's really not my problem. The only reason I go to these presidential candidates appearing in town is just to screw with them. I mean, I really don't care what they say or what they do. To me, Washington, D.C. is a million miles away, and I'm really not concerned with what
they
do.
At least 1,000, close to 1,000.
So please explain to me how it is the rest of the country allows Keene, New Hampshire to exist.
You didn't build that, Ian.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to have to call you back some other time. My phone's messing up.
Any old time. We're here 7 nights a week. Thanks for the call, Chris. I do want to hear the answer.
I'll call you back tomorrow.
Yeah, okay. I want to hear the answer to the question. So call tomorrow, and thank you. How does Keene, New Hampshire exist because of the rest of the country? Now, look, there's no doubt that products come in here from places all around the globe, let alone just the rest of the country. So you could argue that if it weren't for the rest of the country producing products, that we wouldn't have the same lifestyle. Okay, that's fine. But
there's all kinds of cities and countries around the world that do business inside the United States and with people that live right here. We're talking about artificial boundaries here.
Yeah.
So to deconstruct the idea of patriotism, it might be better to look back at, the 1770s when English decided that they didn't that they wanted self-rule enough and that they were willing to kill other Englishmen to get it. Now, in the United States, what is now known as the United States, there were all kinds of rebellions that came before what we now know as the Revolutionary War. They were less successful, obviously, but over time, these people just got sick of what was going on over there, and they wanted to, live on their own. Now, there's a variety of reasons, some of them better and some of them worse, for wanting to do it. So if those people were patriotic or weren't patriotic, that's a question you have to ask yourself, because many people would call them...
Well, they would not be patriotic from the perspective of...
They are not patriotic.
The British Crown.
They're not patriotic of anything. There was no United States government to be patriotic about. Most of them were patriotic of their states, the original states. I don't think that... I think patriotism, what it does generally is it gives cover to politicians, because the politicians claim that they are the ground, they're the country, they are the state or the U.S. government or whatever they are. They're mostly liars and thieves. So why do I want to say that their organization's super awesome?
855-453 is the toll-free number. Maybe you would like to comment. You're welcome to join us here on this live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Oh, and don't forget, we've got Skype. So Skype into us at username lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
Well, I did it. I finally left the empire behind. And now that I'm safely settled in Chile, I'm gathering with others like me to build a new community called Fort Galt. Fort Galt is designed to be the ideal home base for professionals and their families to live and work in peace. If you're ready to ditch the super state and bring your business to freer lands, visit us online at fortgalt.com. That's fortgalt.com.
Breathe it in, kid. Every 3 months we install these air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are priced to save us more money. And Granger's got close to 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from, in stock and ready when we need them. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/filters or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
So Mark and I were talking about these looters, in Baltimore and in Ferguson. It seems like every time there's some kind of an upset, the looters come out. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm a small business guy. Mark's a small business guy. And we go to guns80.com and we get our AR-15 kits and we get our 30-shot magazines and we're ready for the looters, if you get my drift. Hello. Don't wait for the powers that be. Go to guns80.com. Guns80.com. Guns80.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Already the hand-wringing has begun about the Bernie Sanders video that we played earlier in the show tonight. One person on the Free State Project group on Facebook claims, "Pathetic! You call yourself media? You're rude, obnoxious, narcissistic attention whores, making libertarians look unprofessional in the public eye. These videos are a disgrace and a detriment to libertarianism. You are the libertarian equivalent of Christians being represented by Fred Phelps and James Manning." So if you haven't seen the video yet, you can check it out over at freekeen.com and see what all the fuss is about.
I wish you'd hurry up and actually ruin the liberty movement, because you get accused of it all the time.
I keep doing it. You have to keep ruining it, see, because it just keeps bouncing back from every time we ruin it, apparently.
Because somebody needs to see something that they're shocked about over and over again.
Yeah. Go check that out, freekeen.com. Ian and Mark in the studio with you here on the live Saturday edition. Toll-free numbers, as always, 855-450-FREE. And we were sharing details on this story about the airplanes. But, Mark, you mentioned something during the break about our last caller who said something to the effect of, we can't all move to the same place, and he's absolutely right. I do not want everyone to move to the same place, because that would entail people like Bernie Sanders moving to New Hampshire and people like, you know, Rick Santorum moving to New Hampshire. And I don't want those people, and I don't want the people who believe in their ideas to move here. I want the people who understand what liberty means, the people who understand freedom, that in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free, and that liberty means that you should be free to live your life how you want, as long as you do not commit aggression or fraud against other human beings. So if you believe in that, then you should probably look into the Free State Project.
Right, and what we'll often get told is that we want less government, move to Somalia, or something like that. Well, I've already picked up my life with the intention of moving to a place where I could find more freedom and more people who agree with me. And I did that. I moved from Florida to New Hampshire for the Free State Project. And the idea of the Free State Project is using the existing ideas in the United States where, you know, people can move freely across the borders of states. You can't be prevented. Once you get to a place, you're allowed to vote and participate in the political process. I mean, it's ripe for this kind of thing. It happened when the hippies moved up into Vermont. It changed a pretty conservative place into a much more liberal place.
A place that could elect Bernie Sanders.
It happened when the Mormons moved into Utah. There wasn't much there, but I can assure that the First Nations people probably a little put out by it. But, you know, this has happened over and over again. There's been migrations. This is just a good idea. Now, if you're in New Hampshire and you like big government, you probably feel a bit put out.
Oh, yeah.
By the ideas of the Free State Project. Probably because you can see that it's been having an effect.
Oh, they like to deny it, though.
Okay, well, either
they love to deny
it's either
it's
inconsequential and not worth talking about,
yeah,
or it's consequential and worth fighting against. But it is not inconsequential and worth fighting against at the same time.
Yeah.
Anybody who would say that is clearly, you know, not living in reality.
Yeah, there's some of those comments on another post over at freekeen.com, which is, I posted earlier today, the full hour-long Senate hearing about cannabis decriminalization, which has never happened in New Hampshire before. So the state house has voted 6 times in the last 8 years to decriminalize cannabis. The most recent vote on decriminalizing cannabis at the state house this year, over 80% of the state house voted to decriminalize cannabis.
Hmm.
So this was the first time the New Hampshire Senate has actually had a floor discussion about this issue. Now, it was an embarrassing floor discussion, which was full of propaganda and, nonsense, you know, prohibitionist BS, basically. But it was a step in the right direction. And
I don't even understand why the Senate exists in New Hampshire.
Well,
what's the point of it?
I don't know, to counter some bad stuff that the House puts forward.
Why would a representative body be better at countering the bad stuff put out by another representative body?
That's a great point, Mark. Maybe you should put a constitutional amendment forward to get rid of the Senate.
I think it would be awesome. I don't know where it's going to go. But when you talk about the U.S. Senate, the idea is to represent the states equally, so Vermont is represented as well as Florida, mm-hmm, and that kind of thing. That doesn't exist in state senates. There are very few state senates that aren't bicameral. But nobody has yet to make a really good explanation as to why we need two representative bodies.
Yeah, it sure would make things more efficient if there was only the state house and the governor. That would certainly speed things up.
Well, they already have the executive council in New Hampshire, too.
Well, they only deal with spending matters. I mean,
most matters are spending matters.
Okay, I guess, but the executive council is this group of 5 people, I think,
right,
that essentially if there's a certain amount that must be spent or must be expended, then they have to authorize it before the governor can go ahead with that. But like in ending criminalization of cannabis, for instance, would not go through the executive council.
Not in this case.
So, anyway, if you want to see some of those comments that you're talking about, you can go to freekeen.com, look at the post about the cannabis hearing, and there are a couple of haters. There are a number of haters who will post on the blog and basically try to shout down anything that the activists are doing here.
People who have clearly too much time on their hands.
And they're acting like, oh, you guys aren't doing anything. You guys just got shut down in the Senate. Ha-ha!
We want our children to go to jail for smoking pot! That's what we want! Everybody's better off when people's children go to jail for smoking pot.
Well,
ridiculous.
The suggestion of the commenter in this particular case was that this is, you know, proof that the Free Staters are not even a force to be reckoned with, that you guys are nothing.
They just got a bill through. They just got a bill passed.
Yeah, well,
a Free Stater representative got a bill passed.
Right.
Nonsense.
Well, they're just conveniently ignoring that. But yeah, there was a Free Stater, Amanda Bolden, who put forth legislation to make it so Narcan, which is a heroin overdose countering drug, meaning if there is somebody overdosing on an opioid like heroin, that if Narcan is administered, it can actually save their life. And so now it's legal to possess Narcan in New Hampshire, And that was because of the efforts of a Free State Project participant. And by the way, all of the success of decriminalization of cannabis and getting voted at 80% in the state house is a tremendous success story for that. Now, the Senate tabled the issue, so it's on the table until next year. It's essentially dead until 2016, which that's not good news. But to have 80%...
Better news than getting it voted down, in which case it couldn't come back for 2 years.
True. And it's better to be able to report that we have 80% of the state house voting for this. So that's pretty big. And all of that progression, a lot of it has been made possible by Free State Project participants, specifically Matt Simon, who's an early mover with the Free State Project, who is like the key activist on marijuana decriminalization.
And that's just one thing. I mean, the Free Staters are all about reducing taxes and the government burdens in all kinds of areas.
Sure, gun freedom, homeschool, whatever.
So I don't want to make it seem like this is just about pot. Because if it was about pot, move to Colorado, move to Washington. Please, if that's what your issue is. If you've only got one
issue person, that's where you should go.
What are you doing where you are? Pick up and move. Stop breaking the law.
Well, that's it, Mark, and that's what you were saying, is moving together with people deliberately for the purpose of combining one's efforts. It's smart. It's a smart political move. I mean, there's no doubt that the Free Staters are having an impact here. They're getting elected, and more of them are going to get elected. And as soon as the first Free Stater gets into the New Hampshire Senate, that's going to be a game changer.
Because pretty close to have that one time, and it made a big difference.
You mean Jim Forsyth?
Yeah.
Now, he's like a native, though, isn't he?
I think he was a native, but he had gotten out of the Air Force and was listening to this show when he was deciding where to move or something, but it was before he moved to the Free State Project or something like that. He's close.
He was darn close. But as soon as we get the first Free Stater in there, there's a couple of friendlies on the Senate, but they're not principled liberty people. As soon as we get the first
Free Stater.
Neither
are all the Free Staters.
Most of the Free Staters are pretty principled people. The ones I've met, at least. I mean, I can't say all of them are like the most principled, but the ones who are active tend to be pretty darn principled folks. And so once we get a principled libertarian in the Senate in New Hampshire, they'll be calling themselves a Republican or Democrat, but they'll be able to do all kinds of interesting things in there to just really stir it up. And I think that'll be very interesting, because then, what would be most interesting, Mark, is to have there's 24 senators. So to have have like two Free Staters or something like that in there, and basically make it so that the Republicans and Democrats want to both get them on their side on stuff.
One is a Republican, one is a Democrat?
Or whatever. I mean, just to where, they know they're not part of the normal party or whatever, and they know that in order to pass a bill, they'll have to get the Free Staters to support it and make the Free Staters kind of the linchpin of whether or not something can pass or
not.
That's
already what's happened in the House, essentially.
Not quite.
Well, there's about 100 people that are rated by the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance as...
But those aren't Free Staters.
They're not necessarily Free Staters. I didn't say that. Right. But they're rated as pro-liberty. They're 80% and above as far as their votes go. There's no organization like the NHLA in any other state doing what they're doing, and that shows that there's basically a nominal libertarian veto.
Nominal is a fair word.
In the New Hampshire House. If you believe that the role of government should be the maximum role of government, should be the protection of life, liberty, and property, you should go to freestateproject.org, and sign up, find out what it's about, sign up, and come out and be with us.
What we need is 100 principled libertarians in the state house before we have an actual libertarian veto, because unfortunately still we've had some bad stuff pass, like the cell phone ban, starting in a few weeks. That's going to become a problem up here. More on the way, 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now, you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-940-5957. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial, with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-940-5957. That's 1-800-940-5957. 1-800-940-5957.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.